The structure you call your mind collapses. You have to stop, take stock, and breathe in some reality. Let it circulate through your bloodstream. There are moments when you have to ask yourself the real questions. The real questions about life. And if, like me, your life evolves trying to make a living from music, then you have to ask yourself, what does the market want? What is today's modern music consumer willing to pay for? I mean, yum cha isn't free and I need to eat. I need to take my girl to the movies and shit. But there ain't no love in the heart of the city. What does the consumer want? 50 Cent sold 13 million. Puff Daddy sold 15 million. Fucking Puff Diddley sold 15 million, mother of God. Nelly sold 12 million. People actually work at their jobs to earn money to spend on Nelly. I mean, don't get me wrong, Nelly's not totally terrible, but I wouldn't flip fucking burgers to listen to him, if you know what I'm saying. So what can I learn from my peers? Are they buying Snoop Dogg's album because of his music? Or because of his reality TV show? Does it even matter anymore? Should I sell out? Oh wait, Aussie MCs can't sell out, no one buys Australian hip hop. Except for a few suckers. But not me. I downloaded Muffin Plutonic and Lazy Grey Band in Queensland off some Russian website. For real, the Russians, who'd have thought? It was completely free. A rapper puts 3 years of his life into an album, and I got it saved to my desktop in 2 clicks of the mouse. Sweet. Something I can bump in the Camaro.